This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And Tyler Perry is Madea, and well, I think the title pretty much says it all. Madea goes to jail.
What is wrong with you? Why do you feel the need that you gotta get somebody all the time?
Well, when you get and gotten, and somebody then got you, and you go get them, when you get them, everybody's gonna get got.
Yeah, but you're getting the gotters when they didn't do anything to you
to
get
you. Yeah, but if the gotters get me, I'm gonna get my Glock.
Believe it or not, this is Madea's fourth movie. There was Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Madea's Family Reunion, Meet the Browns, and now, well, I guess she's going to jail. I guess because they would not show us this movie. So how good is this movie? Well, it's complete speculation, but based on how the previous movies did, oh, and a little woman's intuition, I'd say they actually were legally obligated to call this Madea Goes to Jail. You know, kind of like the warnings on cigarettes, you could die of cancer. Well, the warning in this movie, Tyler Perry might actually have to go to jail after taking $10 from anyone who actually sees this movie. So you might want to heed those subliminal warnings that this movie is trying to send you before you dish out the dough to go see it. Now for a movie without, you know, having seen the first movie, that this movie's probably going to be the better choice this week. It's Fired Up. And there's two best friends in high school, and they decide to go to cheerleading camp instead of football camp because, you know, there's a whole new crop of girls that they haven't conquered yet.
Are you guys psyched for cheer camp or what? There's going to be 300 girls up there who want it just as much as we do.
300 girls who want it just as much as we do. Screw football. Let's go cheer.
Donna Show!
What a fantastic idea. Come on, it's Nick and Sean.
Okay, I have to admit it, not nearly as bad as I was expecting. You know, since it's rated PG-13, it's not nearly as raunchy as a lot of those movies that are out there recently. In fact, that raunchy stuff, it's pretty much implied and not shoved in your face at all. The actors in this, they do a pretty decent job, which makes it sometimes funny. Not rolling the aisles funny, but pretty entertaining anyway. And you know, if you've seen the movie Wedding Crashers, this is exactly the same movie, or at least, you know, the teen, a bit more amateuristic, if that's a word, version of the movie. Instead of crashing weddings, well, they crash cheerleading camp, and it does star a couple of guys, and I guess it's not Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. Okay, so it's not exactly the same, but you know. Which means just what I thought, this one is the better choice of movies this week, or at least what I would not be horrified at spending $10 for. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Fired Up is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.